Have you ever heard of yoga as a treatment for an autoimmune disease? I know, depending on how you have heard of the mind-body connection, where you heard of it from, and maybe even your experience with yoga, all of that stuff may seem super elusive, maybe even impossible to use yoga for autoimmune disease. Interestingly, once you get this mind-body connection piece down, whether it's through yoga, meditation, or one of the other recommendations that I make, it translates to lasting healing and almost seems superhuman sometimes. So we're continuing our theme of regaining that mind-body connection today. We're talking about using yoga to heal autoimmune disease.
Welcome to the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast with Audrey Christie, helping you shift from Band-Aid fixes to root cause resolutions that stick.
Welcome. If this is your first time listening, I'm Audrey Christie. I'm a functional and integrative nurse nutritionist and energy medicine practitioner. I help you start your very own autoimmune revolution so you can stop chasing symptoms and learn how to heal your body from autoimmune disease. A quick but exciting announcement before we continue. We got to have a little word about pivoting, okay? And be real here. Does anyone else still hear Ross from Friends anytime you hear the word pivot? I know I do. So at the beginning of season 4, my team and I brought the pod back as the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast. Felt so cute and fun, right? And you might even remember the story that a client called me the wilderness nurse, and I didn't want to, you know, quite do that because it sounds like I'm, you know, standing naked treating wilderness wounds. But Naturalistic nurse is not exactly a practical description of what I do. It's really, really not. So it's important in all things to realize when your needs change, right? Like when science points us to new avenues for healing our bodies, or when our bodies tell us that something needs to change. So in honoring the needs of my audience, my specialty in autoimmune conditions, which oddly I was kind of afraid to specialize the podcast in because I was worried that I would lose people who come for other reasons, right? But honestly, it's time. We have new brand partners and new goodies coming up, and we really need to shift or pivot, right? Again, hopefully for the last time. And starting with this very next episode, so episode 130, this will now be the Autoimmune Revolution Podcast. You'll still have all your favorite info, just a new, easier to find, more relevant title, right? One that you could probably share with your friends and them not go, "What is this?" But I really just want to genuinely thank you all for your support over the years, and thank you for the support of the podcast as we continue this journey together. Now that we got that out of the way. So as I mentioned in the last two episodes, and by the way, if you haven't listened, go check those out. Episode 127 about the mind-body connection and episode 128 about how meditation, how you can do it, but also about how meditation works for that. And as I've mentioned in those two episodes, often women who develop or who are suffering from an autoimmune condition have lost that mind-body connection. And even if you don't have the label of an autoimmune condition, if you don't have an official diagnosis, know that this is also true for you if you have a collection of symptoms or one symptom that just won't go away. So if you're not connected to your human suit, if your mind-body connection is missing, or even if you feel like it's broken, then it can make it more difficult, or it is more difficult to heal your body from an autoimmune disease, or even effectively mask the symptoms with conventional or natural treatments. Your mind-body connection is essential for healing, no matter the path that you choose. Now, kind of back to the yoga aspect, a lot of yoga teachers, and I'll admit, maybe even I've been guilty of this, but they tend to describe the mind-body connection as something elusive, right? Heck, even yoga as an elusive practice reserved for crazy fit or crazy flexible or crazy able to take amazing Instagram pictures type people, right? It's like something that we hope to reach, or at least that's the way it's painted for us, right? It's like yoga and mind-body connection is this nirvana that we just hope that someday we can be good enough to get there. But the reality is the mind-body connection, your ability to have a yoga practice is present at some level at all times. So let's just take the mind-body connection, for example. it may not be perceivable to you all the time, or maybe it's perceivable and you don't realize that you're perceiving it, right? And that kind of sounds like a chicken or the egg type situation. But knowing that, understanding, perceiving, that's that practice of honoring that I'm talking about. So here are some examples of some mind-body connection aspects that kind of proves that you have them, even if you don't recognize it. So if you think of something like maybe when you get nervous and you get butterflies in your stomach, that is a mind-body connection. If you are, if your mouth waters at the thought of the, like the most magnificent meal you can think of, that's a mind-body connection. And if you have ever had sweaty palms or a shaky voice when you're nervous about something, those are all mind-body connections. So as you can tell, even though it's critical, even though it's important, even though it might not be strong, it can be broken, you might be unplugged, it's not some elusive thing, right? It's a routine occurrence, but it's the practice of honoring it that you need in order to use it as a healing tool. So why the heck would you use yoga for something like this? And I get it, because for a lot of people, yoga is just Instagram fodder, right? It's just a workout. The best way I can describe it is that yoga wakes up the mind-body connection in a very unique way. So using yoga for autoimmune diseases takes you from having that kind of automatic Pavlovian mind-body connection to a mind-body connection that is intentional and that you can understand. I want to share kind of a personal story with you. There's lots of powerful stories I could share with you of clients healing their body of autoimmune disease and all of these things using yoga as a tool. But I want to share a personal story with my own healing and how it demonstrates the power of yoga in a way that I think is pretty unique and that people can reconcile a little bit easier in their head because it's visual. Almost 4 years ago, maybe even five, could have been longer, I think it was four. I was miserable, for lack of a better word. I was having symptoms of joint issues on top of flares of psoriasis. I was fatigued, probably depressed. I had some anxiety going on, all sorts of issues. I was nearly 300 pounds. I was powering through my days with caffeine and my nights with whatever booze I could find, right? All the while maintaining my business, my clients, my family, all of the responsibilities outwardly other than my weight, people probably thought I was okay. So one day I had a moment or a series of moments that led me to, I'll tell the rest of the story at some point, but it led me to a moment where I decided once and for all, it was time to really live authentically, practice what I preach. And I started that by doing one simple thing. I committed to a daily yoga practice for 108 days. Now, I'd already gone through yoga teacher training. I'd already had a daily yoga practice before. It had fallen way off the wagon for a few years. But I committed to that daily yoga practice for 108 days. I didn't count calories or fat grams. I didn't try to run a marathon. I just committed to connecting with my body every single day through yoga. Most days, it took every ounce of my being to get up and do even one variation of a sun salutation. But through the neuroplastic changes that actually occur when you work on your mind-body connection, when you use something to heal your body, like yoga for autoimmune disease, I was able to decrease my inflammation. I was able to let go of so many habits and people and emotions and things and traumas that had happened to me. I easily, and I've even used the word effortlessly, released 100 pounds and haven't found its way back yet. All through making the choice to honor and hone in on that body-mind connection. And don't worry, I didn't spend hours on the mat each and every day. Some days I sat in easy sit and worked on my breath work. Some days I did one single down dog. Some days I did one single sun salutation. Why did it work? Well, from the space of connection, from practicing, from listening to and honoring the messages that my body was sending, I was able to recognize what my body needed and what it didn't need. And so a lot of times I'll tell this story and I'll hear people say, well, oh, Audrey, I saw you running, lifting, paddling, walking the other day on Instagram. Do you think that was it? Or don't you think that that's why it was, you know, you lost weight because you were moving your body and doing all these things other than yoga? Friends, that first 108 days, I did the most gentle yoga ever, every day. And then as my energy started to realign, as the fog started to lift, and as my body started to feel like a tool rather than a burden, I had the energy to do other things. And so I did, because I listened to what my body wanted, what my body needed, what my mind, my body, my energy needed in order to heal. So why does yoga work for autoimmune disease? Why does it work better than any other form of movement? What makes it different? Why does it work? Well, it works because of the intention, the tuning in aspects of yoga. When you practice slow, intentional types of yoga. So to be honest, not all yoga is going to do this. Booty yoga isn't going to have the same effect, right? But when you do gentle yoga, like Hatha, for example, your senses are able to turn inward. You focus on your body. You're taking up space. You're breathing deeply. You're noticing just the slightest twist of your leg. And if it's just slightly out of alignment or the slightest part of your back isn't quite aligned, you work and feel that part of your body. You feel it lengthen or straighten or move just slightly. All the while, you're also at the same time inhaling deeply, exhaling fully, focusing on breathing in and filling your entire body up with all of this oxygen, which revitalizes not just your human suit, but also your mind. Your body remains connected, deeply connected to your mind and your mind to your body. And then over time and repetition, over practicing, you start to see the yoga have profound effects on your health, physically, mentally, energetically. Yoga has the ability, and it's actually the proven ability. So I'll throw this out there, just like with the meditation. If you want the studies, ask me. I was recently featured in a documentary on yoga, and I have all of the studies that we referenced and we did and we put together for this How Yoga Helps to Heal documentary. But it has the proven ability to alter long-standing dysfunctional behavior. And I'm not making any sweeping judgment or conclusion about any one certain behavior or collection of behaviors being dysfunctional, because every behavior, even if it outwardly seems negative, serves a purpose of some sort. Humans by nature often have unhealthy thought habits or unhealthy action habits that can undermine our healing path, right? And they undermine our ability to heal from autoimmune disease. It could be as simple as eating when you're not hungry. It could be as simple as not moving your body. It could be as simple as allowing stress to take over or choosing to partake in activities that are detrimental to your healing path. And sometimes these habits are fully recognizable, like smoking or using tobacco. And sometimes they're not so recognizable because they're unique to you. An example of that might be eating avocado. If you're connected in your mind-body connection and you're listening to what your body's telling you, it's not hard to figure out that maybe avocado is a trigger for you versus, and I use that as an example because most people wouldn't suspect it, versus you know that smoking is bad for you, right? So these changes, even though you're working on the physical body, kind of in the physical plane, happen through your nervous system, through the physical mind-body connection as well as the energetic one. People who practice yoga become much more sensitive, much more in touch, much more connected in the mind-body, and more connected to the different actions and reactions that happen in our own bodies. Increasingly, as you practice, you naturally want to do things that make you feel better. You naturally hone in and begin to honor that little voice inside. This happens through a phenomenon that scientists call neuroplasticity. You see, the modern understanding of the brain is that the brain is ever changing. And this is quite different than the brain being a static structure, which is the way I was taught in college and even in nursing school. So what happens when you add yoga, even if you're not changing anything else, is that it changes the neural pathways. New ones are created. And once this starts to happen in your brain, other things fall into place in your human suit. Now, it's not always effortless. It can take effort. It can take some guidance, and it can take a community of people who are on a similar journey, but it is a tool to getting that mind-body connection, to heading down that path of healing. The more you practice, the more you enhance your mind-body connection, the stronger these new neural pathways become, and the more you cement your new journey to conquering your autoimmune disease. It's almost like the yogis thousands of years ago knew what they were talking about when they suggested that the key to success is just a dedicated and uninterrupted yoga practice over a long period of time. So just like meditation, yoga is another way to get off the roller coaster, to get off the merry-go-round that is that never-ending cycle of influencing your body and mind for better or for worse. Mind-body connection is so important on your path to healing autoimmune disease. Whether you choose yoga for autoimmune disease or some other path, the mind-body connection is the first step in kickstarting your very own autoimmune revolution. I've created a free resource for you called Kickstart Your Autoimmune Revolution. And the very first step is about reconnecting, getting clear in your mind. So I encourage you to download it totally free at audreychristie.com/129. Also on that same show notes page, you'll find a link to one of my good friends, Andy, and her page, Yoga with Andy Fitz. This is where you will find the most amazing online accessible yoga. You can practice it in this novel season, in your home. To wrap this up, you can change your mind to heal your body way easier, way faster, and more permanently than changing your body and hoping that your mind catches up. The mind wins that battle most of the time, sooner or later. The good news is, just like anything else, you can practice yoga or meditation or other mind-body connection activities and heal your body, mind, and spirit. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a second, it would mean the world to me if you would leave a rating or a review. That helps me get more people starting their own autoimmune revolution and healing their bodies. I would be oh so grateful. I hope you have the most magical and restful day, my friends, and I challenge you to leave your world however you can a little better than how you found it when you got up this morning. Be well.